This episode is sponsored by PowerSchool. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn about their unified classroom. At ISTE, PowerSchool's Classroom of the Future in room 207A is going to be where you can have fun and win awesome prizes like an Apple Watch, Microsoft Surface, or Amazon Echo. Stay tuned. Google, touchscreen Chromebooks, and more tech trends from ISTE 2017. This is episode 107.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Welcome to a special ISTE session of EdTech Tool Tuesday. Casey Bell from Shake Up Learning is going to be presenting lots of cool Google stuff. And I want to give a shout out to the podcast she does with Matt Miller, Google Teacher Tribe Podcast. I love that podcast. It's awesome. Casey, you're going to give us some ideas today for educators who are either at ISTE or not at ISTE, some things we need to explore. What's your first one?
Actually, I want to talk about Google Expeditions. I think there's some new stuff that people are really going to be excited about when it comes to Google Expeditions and using this in the classroom. What Google just announced a few weeks ago is that they are jumping into the AR side of things. So not just using Google Expeditions for virtual reality, which, by the way, there are over 600 expeditions now that you can take in your classroom. There is something for every grade level, every subject area, and you don't have to have a headset. So just throwing that out there, you can use this on an iPad. You can use this on other devices without the full virtual reality experience and still make use of the tools. But with AR, they are doing the Pioneer program like they did when they launched Expedition. So you can sign up to be an early adopter and have them come out and pilot it at your school. And it looks awesome. There's a great video that they launched when they made the announcement, and you can see volcanoes come to life, and you can see DNA floating in the classroom and really just dig in deeper and see things come to life inside the classroom with augmented reality.
Fun. So we definitely could check out Google Expeditions and then try to get in on the AR stuff for the fall. That's awesome. What else?
Yes. So that takes us into some other really cool things that Google happens to be doing. You know, I can't stop talking about Google for whatever reason.
So what's next?
I'm actually pulling from some of the ideas that I posted in a January blog post, 17 things for teachers to try in 2017. So the idea of artificial intelligence and even programming robots is becoming a part of our everyday lives. And I really feel like teachers need to get exposure to this, and they need to be exposing the students to this. You know, simple things like the Amazon Echo and the Google Home, I feel like we're not that far away from being able to make use of these devices in the classroom. I can't wait to ask Alexa to take my attendance in the classroom.
Yeah,
I think that would be amazing. And there are so many ideas for learning how to program and code with robotics, and from the itty bitties all the way up, you know, learning how to use the Ozobots and the Dash and Dot, which I've heard you talk about a lot. Dash and Dot are some awesome ways to program and just giving our students some exposure to that. So there is something new coming out every single day, and paying attention to what AI and programming are bringing to the forefront.
We have an upcoming episode on using the Amazon Echo in the classroom, because it really does add some really cool things to your classroom when you use it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that, because I know some teachers have been asking for that and I haven't really seen it used yet. So I'm pretty anxious to see how that turns out. Just talking to our stuff in general, I think, is something that people are adjusting to.
Now, you also have some other ideas. You can make an ebook out of Google Slides. Is that right?
That is correct. That's actually one of my favorite little tips with Google Slides. Google Slides is like a Swiss Army knife. It can be used for so many more things besides just presentations. And because you can go into file page setup and create your slides into any size, meaning you can make them 8.5 by 11, just like a regular page of paper. And you can then layer your images, create the cover page and all of those things that are a little more difficult to do in things like Docs. So you can put all of that in there and then download it as a PDF. And we all know that PDF is the most universally accepted file format. So it's just a really easy way to create ebooks. And of course, it can be done collaboratively in the classroom. Just a really fun way. I've seen a lot of students creating this way and sharing and publishing ebooks.
Cool. Now, I know at ISTE, you're doing a session on Google Keep, and we had a previous show we'll put in the show notes, but what's the deal with Google Keep? Why aren't people so excited?
Google is investing, it seems, a lot in adding some really awesome updates to Google Keep over the last year or so, and it is now officially a part of G Suite for Education. So you're going to see more uses in the classroom, and because there are so many cool little features, like being able to take voice notes, being able to draw, you can use it as like a whiteboard type of application and draw on your notes. You can also annotate on top of images and pictures. So, you know, we could use our maps, we could annotate over text, we can do all kinds of things. And then combine that with these new Chromebooks that are coming out, the new flip Chromebooks that come with a stylus. We're going to be taking Google Keep notes on the tablet side of the Chromebook and then flip it over. And when we need to add more content with the keyboard, we can use the keyboard. So these Chromebooks are really going to sort of bridge the gap between the tablet world and the laptop world. And I get to demo this at ISTE, so I'm really excited to share that.
So Casey, anybody who reads your blog, Shake Up Learning, will know that you just stay on top of everything. Is there any advice for these teachers who feel overwhelmed about how they can learn new stuff and not feel so overwhelmed?
That's a really good question. I think really all we can try to do is filter what's best for our students. You know, you don't have to try every new thing. You can follow and find the best practices, you know, following bloggers and keeping up with things through your personal learning network, I think are a really good way to kind of gauge what's worthwhile instead of just feeling like you have to read every single little application, because there's not time for that. We need to do what's best for our kids, and connecting with other educators, I think, helps us figure out what is best.
Well, there's so many ideas. The blog post is 17 things teachers should try in 2017. We're going to link to it as part of this special ISTE 2017 episode. And follow Casey in what she does. And remember, teachers, don't be overwhelmed. Innovate like a turtle. Take 15 minutes 2 to 3 times a week. Always keep your list of your next 3 things you want to learn. Pick a few things to learn and then be ready to take it into your classroom and be remarkable. ISTE time is here, and thank you to PowerSchool for sponsoring this special ISTE episode series. You'll want to come by PowerSchool's Classroom of the Future in 207A, where they will be giving away Apple Watches, Microsoft Surfaces, and Amazon Echoes. It was awesome when yesterday, Monday, I was able to give away a lot of these prizes myself. And you definitely want to make sure you come by on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can also come by the PowerSchool booth at 2918. Now, for those of you not at ISTE, check out the Unified Classroom at powerschool.com/solutions/unified-classroom, or check the show notes.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.